In 1941, America was headed to war. The effort would require massive amounts of raw materials and all manufacturing hands on deck. But there was a shortage of one particularly critical material, rubber. Enough of a shortage that the federal government ordered rubber rationing and commandeered facilities like DuPont's Louisville-based synthetic rubber plant. That plant in West Louisville went on to churn out a synthetic rubber called neoprene for another 67 years. But soon, the plant will come down, brick by brick, pipe by pipe. Bob Singleton manages the plant. He's also overseeing its decontamination. That's the first step of many it will take to get to the point where they can actually demolish the buildings. Workers have almost finished decontaminating and cleaning every pipe and tank.
You see, all the tanks are opened up now. They've been cleaned.
Singleton says another crew will come in later to remove the vintage plant's asbestos. He describes the process as he leads the way through a steel jungle of steaming pipes and gaping tanks. They once held a toxic brew of petrochemicals and minerals. He says workers used a solvent to flush the hazardous chemicals out. What came out was piped into trucks, which carted the liquid off to an incinerator. And then workers flushed everything out again with massive amounts of water.
We use steam as also part of the decontamination, okay? Once the lines are cleared and everything, depending on what's in there, we flush it with steam.
He leads the way up metal stairs into a building full of conveyor belts and more pipes. He says these two have been decontaminated and power washed. The idea is to protect workers who will later dismantle these machines and tanks and pipes and buildings. The idea is also to keep toxic chemicals out of landfills. But during its lifetime, the plant hasn't managed to keep toxic chemicals out of the air. According to the most recent EPA data, this plant put more toxics into Louisville's air than any other registered facility except a local Elginia power plant. That's millions of pounds of chemicals that cause cancer and chemicals that are toxic to the cardiovascular and nervous systems. The EPA's next annual report on toxic chemical releases should show the effects of the plant's closure. But years of past emissions can't be erased.
This is the finishing area over here, and all this is coming down. Lab building is coming down.
Once all the lines are clean, a demolition crew will rip everything out and knock down all the buildings. A few pieces of the plant will be reused in other DuPont facilities, and the bricks will be used to fill in basements before a final layer of gravel is spread over the entire site. But most of it will end up in landfills. And after it's gone, DuPont still has an obligation to the state to clean up any contaminated groundwater. A Division of Waste Management spokesman told me the site will likely never be pristine enough to be used for anything but industry, and developers would still have to test the soil for contaminants before breaking ground. But Singleton says DuPont typically doesn't allow outsiders to develop on its former industrial sites because of liability. Back outside, near the train cars that once streamed in with raw materials, Singleton reflects on the plant's final days.
Well, I hate to see this happening. It's been a part of my life for a number of years, and we've got several people here whose jobs are going away. We've worked here for 40 years, so yeah, it's a little bit of a sad event, really.
Although it's likely not a sad event for Louisville's air quality, the city is still home to plenty of other facilities emitting toxic chemicals. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.